Shalom Aleichem. Shlach. Tavshin Pe'alef. This is actually... We're always struggling to find the... Not just the Divrei Torah, if that were not enough. I mean, the Divrei Torah is in itself, but the Divrei Torah that we learn, if we think about it, is incredibly relevant to our personal situation, above and beyond the study of Torah, which is paramount. But it is so incredibly, if we think about it, if we're ma'amik, if we struggle not to be superficial, then we actually find how incredibly relevant it is to our personal situation. So without further ado, let's take a look. The Sefer Ikrim in Zvayma Ravi is a fundamental idea. He talks about the idea of tikva, of hope, placing one's hope in Hashem. And he writes as follows, HaTikva HaTocheles, right? The hope, the belief that Hashem will come through for you. Mudavar Hechrechi El Amamin. It's absolutely necessary for the person who's to consider himself a mamin. Fascinating idea. The conduit for bringing the chesed of Hashem to the individual, to the tzibur, to the klal, whatever, the conduit is the tikva, the bitachon. Amar Hanavi, Tov Hashem lekrivav lenefesh tidrashenu. The Tov Hashem goes to those who are mekaveh in Hashem, who place their trust in Hashem. It is the conduit. It is the pipeline. The Nefesh Tidrashenu, to the one who's searching out for Hashem. V'cheni Adavim Yishabech es Atmo v'omer oscho kivisi kol hayom. The Ikrim, it's a very long piece in the Ikrim, and he says one of the fundamental things, the highest level of tikvah, is not the tikvah based upon a promise from Hashem. It's not the tikvah, the hope, because Hashem's name will be desecrated if he doesn't come to help us, because he's attached his name to us. But rather, the highest level of tikvah is that Hashem will do chesed with me. And he says it's the hardest to achieve, because unfortunately, in our heart of hearts, we think, I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy. I don't pass muster. And because of that, we don't really believe that Hashem is going to save us just because of the chesed. He's not going to help us just because of the chesed. Because why am I worthy if there's chesed? A self-fulfilling prophecy. That's what the Ikrim says. The Machshavas Charutz, the Rav Tzadok HaKohen, and we've talked about this before, on the pasuk of Olam Atzocha Ka Sarah, why did Sarah laugh? Remember from Sefer Bereishis, Atitzchak Sarah b'kibar limor achrev lo si haisoli adna v'adoni zaken. She laughed. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked, Olam Atzocha Ka Sarah? And Sarah says, Lo tzachakti, ki yoreya. She didn't laugh. She claimed she didn't laugh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Lo ki tzachakt. So there's always something disturbing there. First of all, the fact that she may have been afraid, but HaKadosh Sarah, you may not lie. And what comes out from Rav Tzadok is basically that Sarah didn't lie. She thought the question was, why are you laughing at me? Ha'yipalei Hashem davar? Is there anything beyond Hashem's purview? Why should you laugh at me? So she said, I didn't laugh at you. I didn't laugh at you. Why? Because she wasn't laughing at Hashem. She was laughing at herself. She didn't think she was worthy. She didn't think that she had the capacity, if she had not been Zocha, to have a ben from Avram all these years, with all the nisyonos, all the struggles, with all the effort. Now she's a lot of water has gone under the bridge, and she's older, etc. Al tashlicheni leizikna. She says, I don't know. If I wasn't worthy until now, why should I be worthy now? And so she laughed. She laughed at sort of self-deprecating, self-doubting laughter. Can I really do it? I can't do it. And therefore she said, Lo tzachakti. And Hashem says, Lo ki tzachakt. You did laugh. You laughed at yourself, and when you laugh at yourself, you're laughing at me. Because that means, right, that you don't really think that I know where you're coming from. It's a mocking laughter. If you think about it, it may not be intentional, but implicit in that is that I don't know where you are and who you are and what you're capable of. So says Ritzarek. We see also from a piece from Ritzarek in the Pritzadik and Shlach that this is part of the issue of the Meraglim. V'nei Meraglim sheyodu sheim roshi v'nei Yisrael kishabol le'eretz Yisrael v'yergishu shebitzit kosam einam kedai l'areshes es hagoyim. The Meraglim, according to the Tzadok, their fundamental flaw, well, these are not, Kale Das. The Dordea. But they came to Eretz Yisrael and they saw that Eretz Yisrael was a place, it's not going to be what it called, necessarily man from heaven. It's going to be physical. And well beyond the fact that it's going to be physical, these nations are very powerful. Do we have the power to destroy them? No, we don't have the power to destroy them. We have to depend upon Shem. But we're not worthy. We're not worthy for Hashem to do this for us. We're not worthy for Hashem to do this for us. This sort of self-doubt they projected then in Memela, the understanding is, of course, we are the leaders. To some, the rest of Klai says, aren't we worthy? It's a lost cause. Because we're not worthy, it's the self-doubt. We're not worthy in the eyes of Hashem, but like we heard from the Ikrim, the idea of tikva is that even though I may not be worthy, but it's all chesed from Hashem anyway. I believe in Hashem's chesed. That's the Meraglim. What happened in the aftermath? We know the Mafilim. After they're told, you're going to die in the desert. That's it. It's finished. You're dying in the desert. Come on, my feeling, and say, no, we believe. We're going to go. Right? It says, Vayashkimu Boker. This is in our parsha. Vayashkimu Boker, Yalo, Rosh, Ahar, Lemor, Hinenu, Va'alinu, Elamakoma, Shamar, Hashem, Kichatanu. What an oxymoron. Right? They get up in the morning and they say, we're going to the top of the mountain, we're going to fight. We're going to conquer Eretz Israel, right? The land that Hashem said to us, for we have sinned. We see the Mepharshim deal with the fact, you sinned. So if you sinned, so why do you think you're gonna merit this? They're obviously struggling to overcome this, struggling, as it were, to replenish the storehouse of tikva. We're not worthy, but Hashem will do it for us anyway. But there are some clauses here. Like Hashem says explicitly, but it's not going to work. Because indeed you did sin. For whatever the reason is, then the rationale falls by the wayside. The idea of tikva is if I don't have a statement from Hashem that it's not going to work otherwise, implicitly, inherently, I should have the faith that Hashem will do chesed with me. But if Hashem says, now it's time for an onesh, I can't fabricate a new idea. I can't fabricate a relationship with Hashem, a level of worthiness that's going to bring me success, if Hashem has said explicitly to me, not this time. But that's what they did. In Sefer Dvarim, it's recounted, V'tanu v'tomru elai chatonu l'Hashem, anachnu na'alev nilchamnu. This is Moshe Rabbeinu recounting to them what they said to him. We have sinned, right? Anachnu na'aleh, we will go up. V'nilchamnu b'chol asher, k'chol asher tzivanu Hashem Elokeinu. The way Hashem had commanded us before. V'tachgru ish esklim b'chom tov, v'tahinu v'talalos ayhara. And they charged up the hill. This is Sekoin, here in Bamidbar. Let's look at two aspects of the Mafilim here. So Sekoin says, he says that they made a mistake. They thought, I'll just synopsize, they thought that only those who had been counted, and remember, we're talking here about the Erev Rav. They thought that only those who had been counted we're going to die in the Midbar after a period of time, 30 years, whatever, 40 years. But they who had not been counted, because they weren't from the Shvatim, they're from the Urvav, they thought to themselves, oh my, we're probably going to die right now, just like the Meraglim themselves. Vayashkimu Boker, they got up in the morning, says the Sifsei Kohen. We're not dead. We're not dead. Kevan, says the Sifsei Kohen from Tzvas. Kevan Shishkimu Boker, Umato Atman Chayim, Amru, Hinen Avalinu. We're not dead. Hare Anu Chayim. You can na'ala l'mokam asher amar Hashem, she Eretz Yisrael, ki chatanu. Sifsei Kohen, of course, asks the question. That's the reason why you sinned. You sinned, right? You sinned. That's why Hashem should help you? No, no. Ki chatanu. A chait, we all know. A chait is a shogeg. Remember, no, we know. Chatasi, avisi, pashati. We know from the video in Yom Kippur. Chait is a shogeg. Avon is amazing. I did it on purpose. I listened to my Yitzhar. I gave in to my Yitzhar. A pesha is a rebellion. They thought they were going to die. We didn't die. Must be that Hashem is considering us a shogegim. Ki chatanu is just a chait. We gave in to the false reports of the Meraglim, etc. That being the case, Hashem will be merciful with us. Eina Kodesh Baruch Hu mechashev ha-shogeg kemezid. Shemayim mechashev ha-yavonu lamut. We should have died just like the Meraglim. We woke up in the morning. The pasuk says, Vayashkimu b'boker. We're alive. He's forgiving us. Therefore, we can continue on our path. But now, though, pay attention. Don't fabricate a system of understanding Hashem based upon your own logic, per se. Again, you have to use your seichel. But if the Torah, in this case, Moshe Rabbeinu tells you, it won't be matzliach. It won't work. You were right. You were considered chotim. You were considered shogegim to one degree or another because you fell prey to the false report of the Meraglim. But that's it. It's not like you're blameless. Stuff is messed up now. It's not going to work. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amar Pnu Su HaMidbar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has already been goes there. No, you must turn towards the Midbar. V'im Tom Ra'ata Na'aleh V'achash Na'aleh Hashem Hu Rachum V'nachim Nicham El Ara'av Yeh Hashem Imanu L'zeh Acha Sh'amar Ki Ein Hashem B'kibrachem Amar V'lo Yeh Hashem Imachem. In other words, and this is such a fundamental idea, we have to believe in the chesed of Hashem. That's what the Ikrim told us. The Ikrim told us. However, it contradicts what the Torah is telling us right now, then we can't manufacture another system. Hashem will understand. How often do people do that? Hashem will understand. Hashem surely understands. Surely this is what Hashem wants. But the Torah says otherwise. Surely this is what Hashem wants. But the Torah says otherwise. In this case, Moshe Rabbeinu said otherwise. You had a great idea. You're considered a chotim, not mizidim, because you fell prey to the words of the Meraglim. But nonetheless, the gzeira has already been set into place. Pnu sulachem lamidbar, hamidbara. You're going to travel in the desert. Everyone is going to die eventually in the desert. You're not going to come. This generation is not going to enter into Eretz Yisrael. But surely Hashem will. I just told you what Hashem said. So, trust in Hashem being mischased? Yes. Well, the Torah says otherwise? No. Once again, this, where does this apply to us? Is we know that Hashem is Rachum and Chanun, right? He wants to be Metiv to us. But when we do things wrong, we say, surely this is, Hashem will understand. Or we come up with an idea that we consider moral on our sense of morality. Surely this is what Hashem wants. But he said, no. Don't try and convince Hashem, based upon your logic, that this is what he wants. If you have no way of knowing, you're entitled to use your seichel, and you should use your seichel, right? But the Torah says, not here, not now. Silence. Let's take another insight into this, a fascinating, fascinating insight from Chassam Sofer. Also, he's dealing with the idea of the oxymoron of they're saying, let's go do it. After all, we sinned. Chatanu. Like, what's the story? That's not a reason for you to be successful. So we saw how the Sifse Kohen dealt with it. That they were accentuating the idea that their chait was b'shogeg. And surely Hashem will be merciful, allow them to enter. And Moshe Rabbeinu told them it won't work. They didn't listen. They went up and they got beaten. Says the Chassam Sofer. Tzarech Iyun. Omram chatanu l'Hashem. אנחנו נעלה שהוא מיימר אסוסה, כי אם שחוטו להשם איך יעלו ללחום. גם תיבס אנחנו מיותר. אנחנו. He's referring to the Pasuk in Dvorim, which recounts the Maisa here. See, it says, ותענו ותאמרו אליי, חתנו להשם, אנחנו נעלה, נלחמנו. The Pasuk could have worked just as easily. ותענו ותאמרו אליי, חתנו להשם, נעלה, ונלחמנו. We need אנחנו again. Who else is talking? It's talking about the Jewish people. He needs to quote them saying Anachno. What's the importance of the Anachno? The Chassam Sofer is an unbelievable thing. An unbelievable thing. And you think about it, the Chassam Sofer was famous for his battles against reform in Hungary. Famous. But he understood the idea, nonetheless, of even the Jewish people have strayed, but they're being me'uchad, being united. He understood the chashivas of it. That doesn't mean, oh, let's be united, right? And it makes no difference if we're over to Avodah Zarah. That he didn't say. But if they are being over to Avodah Zarah, but they're united, they have an incredible koach. In spite of the fact that they've sinned terribly. Again, once again, it doesn't excuse it. But look at the value of it, the value of unity. Let's read this Chassam Sofer inside. Gam tshuvas Hashem yisbarach lehem, ki eneni bekirbachem, lo tinagfu miyutar. We already told them, I'm not in your midst. You'll be stricken. V'yesh lomar, Kiyadua Chavor Atzovim Ephraim Hanach Lo. A pasuk in Hosea. Chazal understand it is that even when Kaisa is being over to Avodah Zarah, but if they're united, they have a degree of protection. It doesn't mean it makes no difference. Let's not get confused. Right? The Medrash contrasts that in the days of Shaul and David, when they were tzaddikim, they fell in battle. And yet in the days of Achav, they didn't fall in battle. Achav was a king who led the people astray. They were over to Avodah Zarah. Achav has no chelik in Olam Haba. But nonetheless, the Jewish people were protected during battle because they were united. It's a koach of unity. Once again, it doesn't turn Achav into a tzaddik. The Mishnah says, Achav has no chelik in Olam Haba. But it does offer a degree of protection here in this world. And that exactly is the point, says the Chassam Sofer, that was pulsing through the minds of the Mafilin, those who went up the hill to try and enter into Eretz Yisrael, even though Hashem had declared that they would not be successful. Umamash bilti efshari shemibnei chatom shebein orm lamokom baruchu l'chud yimasom Hashem chas v'shalom. You hear this? The Chassam Sofer says that the Mafilin thought it's not possible for Hashem to be totally repulsed by us, even though we've done a terrible sin, as long as we have Achdus. Can you believe it? The koach of Achdus. Again, does it turn observance to a freebie? But it has an incredible koach. Im kein, oz b'midbar shayav aguda achas. My time in Nigzar Aleim B'Midbar HaZayitamu. The Chassam Sofer comes from their side of the coin from their logic. Indeed! Indeed, why is it they died in the Midbar if they were united? He's taking their side. Sam Sofer explains. He says that we know that the Hashem's justice is complete. And the situation of the inhabitants of the land, the Amori, the Kanani, the Amori, etc., they did not completely deserve to be destroyed yet, to be driven out of their land. What would have enabled the Jewish people, even though their enemies, the Amori and the Kanani, were not totally deserving of being driven from the land yet, what would have enabled the Jewish people to enter? If the Jewish people had been a vehicle clearly representing Hashem's presence in the world. And that's what Hashem said to them. Eineni bekir bechem. Ki eineni bekir bechem. In other words, you're united. But because you heard the words in the Meraglim, you accepted them, right? You didn't have complete trust in me. You're no longer the perfect vehicle of carrying my presence in the world. Had you been, then the refusal of the Amorim to leave Eretz Yisrael in the face of your entry would have been one, the final straw to break the camel's back. Because the enemies of the Jewish people, like we saw in last week's Parsha, right? Yanusu misanecha mipanecha. Remember, we still learned in last week's Parsha, Yanusu, Vayibin Zoron, Vayom Moshe, Kum Hashem, Vayafutsu, Vayvecha, Yanusu misanecha mipanecha. Says Rashi over there that the enemies of the Jewish people are the enemies of Hashem. So if your presence, if your existence, if the way you carried yourself, the way you conducted yourself, had shown that you're the vehicle for representing Hashem's presence in the world, then you'd be able to enter. But because you broke that by listening to the Meraglim, not having the bitachon that you needed, so therefore I'm not bekir bechem, and therefore the Amorim are not worthy to be driven out. They thought that their unity was sufficient. Sam Sofer says your unity was indeed a great thing, and they had a great idea. The problem is, since the Amorim were not worthy to be driven out without the added component of their refusing to make way for the people who carry Hashem's name, there was a flaw there in their carrying of Hashem's name because they showed a lack of bitachon b'Hashem. That's why they can't come in. Fascinating. We have the Ma'afilim, we have the Meraglim initially, who didn't have enough bitachon. We have the Ma'afilim, whose sense of bitachon in some ways is correct, in some ways is warped. Again, you can't try and convince Hashem of what you think is right and say that's for sure what he holds when you know that's not what he holds. But I know that's what he holds because that's what I think is moral. That's the first mistake. And the second mistake is, even though the koach of unity is incredibly powerful, right? But it will not always, even in this world, make up for the fact that we no longer are revealed as a vehicle for carrying Hashem's presence. In an ultimate sense, for sure, there are no free passes. We're talking about in terms of success here in this world. Further, the Jewish people received three mitzvahs right after Hashem has told them they will die in the desert. The mitzvah chala, the mitzvah nesachim, right? And the mitzvah of, if a tzibur, God forbid, is over to avodah zarah. And there, in each of these mitzvahs, there is a component that is meant to raise up the hopes of the Jewish people. The Sfas-Emes says, for instance, with regard to chala, right, the pasuk says, right, that Vayav achachem lechem aretz tarimu you will raise up mitzvah challah. In other words, the fact that when you enter into Eretz Yisrael, any dough that's made in Eretz Yisrael, the has to have a tithe taken from it, the challah is taken from it, and given to the kohen. V'zeh achelek shechalal of shem shamayim merim tarimu varimchem. When you raise up, everything is raised up with it. In other words, they came into Eretz Yisrael initially, and they said, we're not worthy, we're not. Hashem is saying, the very mitzvos of Eretz Yisrael, the very mitzvos of Eretz Yisrael will lift you up. You feel worthy, not worthy. The mitzvos, being the kind, the mitzvah, tluyos v'aretz. V'zeh achelek shechalav shem shamayim merim kol alechem v'uchoshiv lefonav yizbarach. Vayaloshon simcha shemerimim lechem min ha'aretz. V'haya. Right? This is something that the Or Chaim is very famous for. When haya is past, v'haya turns it into the future. The vav ha'hipuch, it turns into the future. Just like yihi is future, vayahi in the past. So the Or Chaim is incredibly fond of saying that, I mean, this was based upon Chazal, when it says vayahi, you turn the future into the past, that's a symbol of sadness. I mean, Gemara talks about it, v'gabe, vayahi b'mei Achashverosh, etc., other places. When it says v'haya, haya is past, the vav turns to the future. That's a sign of simcha. When you come into Eretz Yisrael, you'll bring challah, you take the challah, this mitzvah will uplift you. Don't fear, don't be afraid, don't think you can't do it. The mitzvos themselves of Eretz Yisrael will aid you. Your kiyum of mitzvos, tuyos v'aretz, will aid you. You say, oh, how can I be mekayem? What can I do? I'm not sure, I'm not careful, etc. Have bitachon. The mitzvos themselves will help you. Further, Nesachim. Shem Yishmul brings the Gemara that a person who says kriyishma without tefillin, says the Gemara, is kilu hikriv ola below mincha, bezevach below nesachim. Why? Says the Shem Yishmul, a fascinating thing. When you bring a korban, so the physical life of the animal, as it were, is mechaper on the higher level of life of the person that's being brought. Again, the animal is not a thinking being, it's just a natural being. The life force, the nefesh of life force inside the animal, mechaperes al nefesh hasichlis shebaadam. It's an incredible, incredible gift, the concept of korbanos. And as a person associated with the korban, it's really, I'm worthy of being shechted down. The great gift of the korban is that the nefesh hachyunis, the life, the physical life of the animal, helps cleanse the individual on a higher level, on the level of his nefesh hasichlis, the nefesh of the intellect. The nesachim are added when we need more protection, because nesachim don't come from the animal kingdom; they come from the flowering kingdom. And they are mechaper on the nefesh hachiyunis that's in the person. It cleanses the guf. This is their concern. We're not sufficiently bali madrega. We're not worthy. We're not holy enough. We're not pure enough. Our bodies, etc., are not pure enough. Don't worry. I've given you mitzvos. The mitzvos will not only, as it were, purify your thought system. The mitzvos will purify your bodies. The mitzvos. So just like the korban with the nesachim, with the libation, the wine, the mincha, the flour offering that comes together with the korban, not only helps cleanse the nefesh, hasichlis, the nefesh of the world, of the intellect, of the thought processes of the individual, but even cleanses his guf. The guf, we know, always has a tendency to drag us down, becomes over-involved in corporeal things. You have an ability to cleanse the guf. So too, as the Shem Yishmul explains, a person who says Kriyishma without tefillin, Kriyishma is an act of the mind and the heart. The tefillin are on the body, though. As you say it with the tefillin, not only are you cleansing your thought processes, the world of your emotion, you're also cleansing your guf, your body. You're cleansing your body. Once again, this is a mitzvah to remind them, don't worry, don't think, I'm not worthy to enter into Eretz Yisrael. The mitzvahs of Eretz Yisrael will aid you, they will aid you. Challah, nesachim. And finally, the din of Rav Chalil, the tzibur, is nechshon of avodah zarah. So, by this din also, it mentions the idea that ha'ezrach v'hager, a ger is also, can be cleansed by the proper korban, the olam, the chatos, that are brought, if God forbid, a segment of Klal Yisrael is over to avodah zarah b'shogeg. Ba'amar ha'ezrach l'ager, shlo tomar l'ezrach vada shishgaga. We made a mistake. Shlo olam lo'avar avodah zarah. He's never over to avodah zarah. Av l'ager, you might have thought a person who came from a background of idolatry. Shayam murgul ba, t'echashim l'kemezi. He's always close to it. He remembers what he used to do. You might have said, no, why should the ger be able to be a participant in this sort of korban that's mechaper when the tzibur is over to avodah zarah b'shogeg? He's not so shogeg. He should have been more careful. He should have been much more careful. Why? Because he knows where it came from. He knows what he used to do. He should have built certain barriers before. He's not a real shogeg. No, he's too close to me. No. He's also shogeg. He shigas hager afal pi shu krov l'meizi is still considered a shkaga. Still considered a shkaga. Hashem's merachim on us. He is merachim on us. He's merachim on us. So again, the lack of faith in themselves, meraglim, the twisted sense of bitachon, of our feeling, the three mitzvos, which try, as it were, to give us a balance. Don't worry, the mitzvahs are there. They will be supportive of you. They will transform you. They will sanctify you. You know, you feel you're not worthy. Don't worry. The conduct, the kiyum of the mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael will lift you up more and more. The challah, the nesachim, etc. And also, Hashem will consider what you do by mistake as a shogeg, even if it's leaning a little bit in the wrong direction. Because just like he said, the Gabi the Ger, who perhaps should have been more careful, nonetheless, he is cleansed by the korban that's machapera on a tzibur being over to avodah zarah. Even though perhaps he should have been more careful, no, he's also considered a shogeg. He's also considered a shogeg. Further, we come to the mitzvah of tzitzis. There in the mitzvah of tzitzis, there's so many things to say about tzitzis, and we talked about it before, but let's just mention one more idea in the same stream of thought that we've had over here, also about reinforcing our faith in ourselves. So Samet says that the tcheles is symbolic of din, and the lavan, the white in the tzitzis, is symbolic of rachamim. He says as follows. Amraglim amru eretz ocheles yoshvehi. Remez ki eretz Yisrael al dina kaima. Eretz Yisrael, the yardain, yored din. The entry to Eretz Yisrael is the entry to a world of din. You're living on a higher level. Uchti Hashem lokecha esh ochlahu. Once again, this is the idea of the Meraglim. We can't manage. It's too much. Afal pikein atem advekim b'Hashem Elokeichem chayim kulchem hayom. Right? Attach yourself to Hashem. Trust in Hashem. Struggle to be mekayim the mitzvos. You'll live in Eretz Yisrael. You'll be successful. Be'emes Eretz Yisrael ein kol uma yecholo lekablo. No other nation can live in Eretz Yisrael and be successful. As we know. Right. Mark Twain, when he was here in the 1800s, he said he never saw such a desolate land in his life. He said the best day of his trip was when he got back on the boat in Jaffa Port and left. Look at Eretz Yisrael. Look at Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says that the juxtapositioning of the bracha in Shmona Esrei of the same bracha, Baruch Alino Hashem Lekino Sashana Azos, to the Kavashofa Godol Chiruseinu, the bracha talks about the Geula, is because when Eretz Yisrael begins to give its fruits to its children, that's a testimony that the Geula is on its way. Look at Eretz Yisrael. Successful, Bli Ayin Hara, in so many ways, with all our problems, with all of the issues, with everything that's going on. Look at Eretz Yisrael. The mother is getting dressed before the children come home. The children have already started to come home. More children need to come home. V'lahem mithapech mitzvah din l'rachmi. Klal Yisrael, even though Eretz Yisrael is a place of din, but because they are willing to give it their all. Shem, smidus harachamim is the word transformed to midas adin. L'chein bas smichus parshas tzitzis atcheles achar maise zu ki atcheles romis the midas adin. Afafi kein ksiv psil tcheles lios mechubar midas adin bechesed shalu hafrid beinayim. Chesed, the white of the tzitzis, as it were, is bound together with the din of the tcheles of the tzitzis. The rachamim, sweetness to din. So we've talked a lot about self-doubt, feeling that I'm not worthy, and we've talked about the idea of how Kadosh Baruch Hu was trying to correct this in their mind after the Chet HaMeraglim, after the distortion of the Mafilim, the mitzvos, challah, nesachim, avodah zarah, tzitzis, even. Now the question is, though, is there room for my intuition anywhere? Or do I have to have it written in the Torah black and white? This is what you're supposed to do. And if I don't do it, you lose. And in terms of your intuition, chuck your intuition. So clearly, if your intuition is contraindicated by the Torah itself, so clearly chuck your intuition. Right? We saw that by the Mafil. That was the whole sin of the Mafilin. They thought they knew better than what the Torah itself was saying. This is surely what Hashem wants. What he said before us, he said explicitly, this is not what I want. Through Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay. Does that mean I can't use my intuition for chlal? So now, this is a little bit of a longer piece, but it's worth it. Hang in there. Don't crack under the pressure. It says in the Parsha of Tzitzis, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Asher Hoceiti Eschem Me'eretz Yisrael, Yos Lachem L'Elokim, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Twice. The Gemara tells us, it says it twice, once to tell us that Hashem rewards those who do that which is correct, and that Hashem punishes in order to cleanse those who do things that are wrong. Stay from fine. The Netziv here, the Hamek Dovar, brings down an incredible mimer. He brings down, this is in Sifrei, in the Midrash Halacha. The Tani B'Sifrei, Rabbi Shmuel, Omer. Lama Nema V'los Asur Achoy Levavchem. Why does it say in Parshas Tzitzis, you shall not stray after your heart? V'los Asur Achoy Levavchem. It's a funny sort of question. Why is a pasuk written in the Chumash? You shouldn't do it. Don't stray of your heart. Lefi continues, says the Medrash. Shahava mina, I might have thought. And he brings a pasuk in Kohelis. Smach bachur bialdu secha. V'itivcha libcha bimei bechur osecha. Rejoice in your youth. Let your heart be glad. Right? But you're still young. Aleich v'darchi libcha. And follow the path of your heart. Umare necha. In the visions of your eyes. The pasuk closes. Veda, no, ki al kol eila yuviyacha Elokim b'mishpat. That in all of these things, Hashem will bring you to justice. So now, See, it sounds funny, no? There's a pasuk in the Chumash. Don't go after your heart. Because you might have thought to listen to the words of Koheles, who says, so you wild oats, man, have a blast. Eat, drink, and be merry. For tomorrow we're pushing up daisies. Huh? There's a pasuk in the Chumash to tell us, don't follow a pasuk in Koheles. And Bechlau, what does the pasuk in Koheles mean? What does the pasuk in Koheles mean? So Tziv says, the two approaches to understanding the psukim in Koheles. Some say that the first part of the pasuk is the Yetzer Hara speaking. Smach Volcha, this is the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Samach Gimel. Right? And there it says, Smach Volcha B'Yeldusecha, have a blast. That's the Yetzer Hara. And Dak Yakol Eli Yivyecha Elokim B'Mishpat, that's the Yetzer Tov. Fine. There's another approach though as well. And Rashi says, this is Rish Lakish's approach in the Gemara in Shabbos. Smach B'Talmudecha L'mod Misimcha B'Tov Lev V'Nimtza Perish V'Haleich V'Darche Libcha L'fi She'ein Hilach. Pay close attention. This is so fundamental. I can't tell you how fundamental it is. Rejoice in your path. Rejoice in your path. Rejoice in your path. Because no two people are the same in the way they're avodas Hashem. Again, we're not talking about doing halacha, not doing halacha. We're talking about doing halacha. But the question is where's my focus? Ze osik batorah va'amala kol hayom. Some people learn. V'zeh porish atmul avoda. Some people work, focus more. Again, you have to learn, you have to keep mitzvahs. Everybody has to do that. The question is, where is your, what's going to be your forte? Some learning, some avoda, right? Davening, dreikus. V'zeh b'gmias chasadim. Some people involve themselves in staka. V'akol l'shem shamayim. As long as you do it l'shem shamayim. Again, you have to do all the mitzvahs. The question is, where is your focus going to be? Smach b'chor v'yal du'secha. Right? Smach b'chor, rejoice. You shall be fresh. You shall always do things like in your youth with excitement. Find what speaks to you most. The gam b'torah atzma, and in Torah itself, Ein kol derech limud shava. Some people need to learn faster. Some people need to learn more analytically. Again, you have to put in your amala. There's no point in doing anything superficially, right? But where will your koach go? Right? Where will your koach go? The gam b'maaseh mitzvos, also the mitzvos themselves. Some people are more medactic in this. Again, you have to be mekayem the mitzvos. But some people go the extra mile in this mitzvah, another mitzvah. What speaks to you? What speaks to you? V'chein b'gmilas chasadim, ein kol ha'oskim shavim, halichos olama. Even people do chesed. Some people do it different ways. Maybe parah hatzalah. Maybe a person raising money. Maybe this, maybe that. Everybody's got to know exactly where their tonus hanefesh is leading them, where kilo their mazel is sending them. Again, it always has to be in sync with the Torah. Mashalibo nimshach, right? Mashalibo nimshach, acharav. Boro shemazolo chazi ki shetirtze. This, if that's what you're drawn to, and again, it's the mitzvah, then that's probably the place you should be focusing. But you might have thought, afilo mashenim b'chol mitzvah satorah klal. You might have thought, shehu osu l'shem shamayim mitvekus eloki, right? This is what I'm drawn towards too. I'm drawn towards this. It's not a mitzvah, but this is where my voter should be placed. On that, says, what he called the Netziv, that's why it says, ani Hashem Elokeichem, twice. For the first time it says, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, There were Jews in Mitzrayim who had very little connection to the Torah. They'd forgotten it. They didn't know anything. There were other Jews who remembered, right, from the Avos, what they needed to do to one degree or another, and they struggled to keep it. For the first set, Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Hotzeisi Eschem Me'Eretz Mitzrayim Lihiyos Lachem Elokim, I took you out of Mitzrayim in order that I should be for your Elokim, to be Mashkiach. My providence should be upon you, because finally you'll have a system by which that you'll be connected. Torah mitzvahs for those that were distant in Mitzrayim. And so too also, those, right, those who in Mitzrayim were being mechaven l'shem shemayim based upon what they knew, but what they remembered, etc. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, also to you. Doesn't have to say by the second one, Lihiyos Lachem Elokim, because they already were connected to Hashem in Mitzrayim through their struggle, through their effort. The first group, though, was disconnected. They had no, they were Jews, but they didn't know anything about being Jewish. But it's both of them, right, were taken out of Mitzrayim. Says the Medrash, says the Sifrei, says the Netziv, the way he explains it. Says, Lo Sasur Achrei Levavchem Achrei Neichem. Sifrei says, why does it say that? He says, a bizarre question. Of course, it was cool. Of course, right? Was it? It's a bit, it's an Easter, don't go follow my heart. Says the Netziv, the Sifrei was bothered by what is used, the terminology, Lo Sasuru. Al Delchu Achrei Levavchem, don't follow your heart. Lo Sasuru, don't search. Search? You need to search. It's funny to see, God forbid, Lo Aleinu, nowadays, what do you call it? You get to be dead or blind, God forbid, not to see what's going on. Don't follow your heart. Search. Says, what do you call it? Says the Netziv, the Torah, the Medrash, in its explanation of the Torah, Sasur, don't search for new paths. Even though I told you that everybody, their Tchunas HaNefesh, their intuition tells them, which way should I go? This way, that way? What should I focus on? How should I learn? How should I do chesed? How should I do avoda? What should be my focus in life? Should I be focused on this area and that area? I've given you a Torah. Within the Torah, what draws you is probably the place of your focus, your positive focus. But lo sasur achrei levavchem, don't go look for other causes. Don't go look for other acts to do outside the realm of the Torah. If you think, no, please forgive me if I offend anybody. If you think that Hashem has brought to you, oh dear Jewish son or daughter, to this world to spend your life committed to saving the whales, albeit it might be an important thing, but it's not a mitzvah from the Torah. It's not where your focus should be. Even though it may be very laudable and very, you know, caring, etc., that is not where your focus is. So again, we start off from Raglim, a lack of self-trust. We continue to the Mafilim, a distorted self-trust. We had the mitzvahs of Challah, Nesachim, Seir Avodah Zarah, etc., and even Tzitzis, how do we build our trust in ourselves, right? And then we said to ourselves, but maybe I really should never really trust myself unless it's explicit. Says the Netziv, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Asher Hotzeisi Eschem Me'Eretz Mitzrayim, Lihiyos Lachem Elokim, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Says the Netziv, no, you indeed can trust your intuition within the framework of the Torah. What draws you? Right? Again, you have to mekayem all the mitzvahs. What draws you in particular? Your forte. Smach bocha b'yaldusecha. Right? Rejoice, youth. And we always ask, Al tashtechim li'isik, no, we should remain young until we breathe our last. Never make ourselves old before we call it. Before it's necessary. We should maintain that vigor, that spontaneity. Follow your intuition in terms of what speaks to you and the divine presence will rest upon each of us as an individual and all of us as a klal. Have a great Shabbos.